So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, we're here in Netherhill Country, we're in Upper Church. Oh, absolutely beautiful. Yeah, great opening to our program. We're here in Upper Church, the home of music. Pat Ryan, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Damon. Very welcome here tonight. Thanks for coming.
Good to be here in your hostelry. What a great sound here behind us and the music.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous, Damon. There's fantastic musicians in this parish. And we have nothing only a lot of talent between youngsters and everyone. Through scores and back the years, they have absolutely achieved Munster titles, All-Irelands, and it's absolutely brilliant, you know.
Absolutely. Tell us who we have playing with us here tonight.
We have Claire Ryan, and we have John Mason, Eamon Ryan, Michal Burke, and Marie Murray.
Absolutely. Terrific. And I know there's going to be lots of other music as well.
Lots more musicians here to play later on, yeah, as we go along.
Terrific. Tell me about your life, Pat. For the most part, you're here in this beautiful place here in Upper Church.
Yes, I came from Ruskeen. I was a builder all my life, and my father was before me, and we were working at that for years. And then I got married, and I moved up here to Upper Church, and I met my wife Anne, and we got married, and she kind of turned me into a farmer. So I was farming then.
But a farmer come publican.
Yes, the publican thing was something that I always was mad to do at some stage in my life. And this opportunity came up here in Upper Church, and I was delighted because you couldn't have a pub in a better place than on Upper Church with the people there around. It's not too often the public who say it's very easy to run this business, because the people around are absolutely brilliant and a great support. And it's just something I always want to do, but something you can't do either without help. I've my own two sons there, Lachlan and Pat, and they all fill in behind and help out. And you know, there's a lot of work in running a business like this, and then we have a B&B, and Anne is the main woman behind that. She does all the organising and the working and that and what have you, and it's going very well, thanks.
Absolutely, yeah. But running the pub nowadays, in today's times, probably difficult with the driving limits.
Yes, definitely, especially the last law that was passed there. It definitely has hit rural Ireland in big time. Now, I know, look, this is like everything. There's always two sides to every story, and in this case, there's two arguments as well. You have to stop the carnage on the roads as well, and that. But you have to kind of let rural Ireland live as well. I mean, you can't kill it off. And, I mean, this is one country. It's probably the nicest country in the world, really. You talk to any of the youth that left this country and went out abroad and what have you. Some stayed, some came back, but any of them that would come back would say, we have an awful lot at home. a lot more than out there than what's out foreign. And you know, it's essential to keep rural Ireland. And I think, you know, the drink driving laws, I know there have to be laws in that, but unfortunately pubs are closing by the dozen, and it's very sad to see it happening, you know.
What about Rural Link and all of that? You know, to have the link system that is in different parts of the country on a trial basis.
Yes, you mean from yeah. Collections from pubs? Yeah, that's a good idea, Eamon, but it's only in certain areas on a trial run. But then people have to go to work the morning after, and it's the morning after is the big killer. And as well, you know, I mean, people can get to the pub at night, they can organise lifts, you know, and we do it ourselves here for Christmas time, and that we'd pick up people to bring them and take them home and what have you. But like, their biggest problem then is if they have to go driving the morning after as well. So, you know, it's definitely stopping people from coming out and enjoying themselves.
So the bed and breakfast is going well for you?
It is, yeah, thanks be to God, it's going very well. It was something that Andy myself done years ago after we married, even in our own house for a while, and it actually went well. And back in those days, there was no laptops, mobile phones or nothing, but there was always a kind of a business for us around the area. But then there was always a great committee of people around. They always had something going on with Netted Hill Festival or something. There was always something going on to bring people into the area, and there's always somewhere to stay. Since we opened up here now, and we really pushed it, and that's when we're on Airbnb, and it's been very busy. And then we have our windmills, a lot of windmills around the area, and there's a lot of workers that work on those, and they come and stay here regularly as well, you know.
For people around the county who want to visit Upper Church, it's the home of music, the home of walking, all the rest.
Yes, we have, and climbing wall, and you name it, we have it all here, thanks be to God. And as I say, it's down to the big, the great community here that's around, and that's got all this off the ground. And it didn't just start in the last 12 months. Like, this has been going on for years, since back in Ned of the Hills time, mm-hmm. When we had the famous festivals. And you know, it has grown and grown from that. And I mean, the great FOSS schemes here, and you know, and they turned the village here into a beautiful place. And now we're working on a tidy villages committee.
You have lost your post office recently.
We have, unfortunately, yeah. A big loss to the community. We've lost the post office and a shop. It's a pity, because as you come into the village here, you come through the middle of the village, you have a pub at each side, you met another pub just coming into the village. And then as you drove through, you had your post office and shop on your left. And it made a lovely village out of it. But unfortunately now the traffic doesn't pass down there anymore, now it's closed, you know.
What makes this place so special, Upper Church?
It's the people, really. I have to say, it is the people. They're very friendly people. They're very decent and on it, you know. If you're running any events, charity events, I mean, the support they give is unbelievable. And we've had lots of those back along in the years. And it's the friendliness of the people, and there's no doubt that's what makes any community, you know.
Has produced fantastic talent over the years.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'd hate to even pick any out, because or say anything about too many, because you could leave someone out. But I mean,
we have Michael Ryan's mother over there. We've got to mention Michael Ryan.
Oh yes, definitely. I was just going to say, we have all Ireland medals here. We have, you know, it was a great day. It was a great night here in 2016, where we had the cup outside with Michael Ryan here as the manager at the time. We had our own man, James Barry. He played full back that year. And our county chairman at the time was an Upper Church man as well, Michael Burke. So it was a great achievement to have all those people out there on the float that night, and all from the parish.
And right beside you here, sitting down, is Peter Ryan.
Yes, Peter. Yes, that's right. Another famous man, too. You'll be talking to him yourself.
It's good to be with us on Down Your Way. What a special night here in Upper Church.
Thank you very much.
Peter Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a very first break. We're back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Marie Murray, how are you doing, Marie?
I'm good, Eamon. How are you?
Good to be with us on Down Your Way.
Thanks very much, yes.
What are you going to do for us?
Michael.
Okay. In your own time, as I say.
On a far off August day, cold young men in ambush lay on a roadside by a hill where flowers grow. So much hate for one so young, who was right and who was wrong. The light came, gently fell the autumn ray. Oh, but you lay still and silent on the ground as we hung our heads in prayer. Through sorrow and despair, we wonder, was it friend or foe that shot you down? Candles dripping. You held high when you called out to the sky to end this senseless killing and the pain has now passed to other hands and is carried through the lands by some not fit to even speak your name. Candles dripping blood they place beside your shoulders. Rosary beads like teardrops on
Splendid, well done. Murray Murray and the band. Peter Ryan, how are you?
Not too bad, Eamon. How are you getting on?
Good to be with us and down your way. What a special night here.
Yeah, exactly. Nice to get the crew together. It's a special place, like Pat said. And, yeah, so I was away for 3 weeks before that on a training camp out in Mallorca and then got back for 5 days and headed out to the World Championship. So thankfully that all went to plan anyway. We got a top five. We got finished fifth and broke a national record. So all is going well for Tokyo.
Are we listening to that, ladies and gentlemen? Come on, let's hear it for him. Ah, terrific. Absolutely fantastic. You know, and to come top five in, you know, at this time in the world for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and the sport is just growing from strength to strength. Like, so, look, we seem to be improving year on year and we're getting closer to that podium. So that's all we can do, like, and hopefully get there in the next 18 months.
Yeah, how many more points would you have to get before you get to Tokyo?
I'm hoping to have it wrapped up. Like, it takes about 600 points, so I'm in around 300 at the moment. So I should have it done by the end of year. January at the latest is the plan, really. Yeah.
So what's your other big event coming up soon?
So that was the track season. Now it kicks into road. The road world championships won't be until next September, but I'm going to Italy in May. Then from June on, I'll be busy all around Europe. I have a race in Canada then in August, so yeah, it'll be a busy summer.
Mm-hmm. People that might know of you, Peter, in the county and outside the county, tell me about Peter Ryan.
Oh, Lord God, I'd say the locals may close their ears. They're sick of this story, but so I'm an Irish Paralympian cyclist. Been on the Irish squad for the last 5 years or so. And in training for Tokyo, I'm visually impaired, legally blind, I suppose, is the piece of the puzzle that the audience might know or the listeners might know. So, yeah, I got an eye condition. It's actually, I'm getting older every year, but it's 9 years ago now. So, yeah, it's been crazy 9 years, but we're in a good place at the moment. So, yeah, kick on. Why not?
So where were you when you got that eye condition?
I was
at home.
Yeah, I suppose I was doing the same thing as all the boys here. I was playing hurling and soccer and just doing all the usual stuff, working in the buildings and plastering, and that was my gig. Then I just went for an eye test. Thought I needed contact lenses, and it was simple as that. As complicated as all that. Took a while. Got a diagnosis. I had a rare condition. Took the central vision in both eyes, and then life changed for the worse, and then flipped around again, and now it's actually all in the positive.
Absolutely, and I remember talking to you all those years ago when it did happen, to the great shock to the family and to the connections, wasn't it?
Ah, completely. Yeah, it was a shock to the parish even. No one projects disaster into their plan. Like, I was 20, I was carefree, you're looking at life, you have all these hopes and dreams, and maybe you don't even have them because you're just carefree, you're not actually thinking about tomorrow, never mind 5-year plans or 10-year plans. But it definitely took a hit. Took the swagger out of me for a few years. So
where did the inspiration come out of then to kind of get up on your bike and get off around the world?
I had a lot of choices to make there. Maybe I had only a few choices to make, but I'd gone to a fairly low ebb at this stage, but I was 22 and it's not terminal. And I suppose all the while I had great support network, and it's not just for the show. I'd be saying this, it was family, friends all around here, kept me going when I wasn't the best version of myself either, and they just stayed there. And eventually I needed a bit of help and I got it, and all the same people were still with me, and I hadn't burnt all the bridges. So it comes from the people that help you when the chips are down, really. Mm-hmm.
When you're out there climbing a mountain and you have to keep cycling.
Oh, jeez. Everton, like I say, the bad old days, it all stemmed from thinking all, you can't enjoy life anymore, and all the things you did enjoy are gone. But I appreciate Everton I do now. Be it sport, be it whatever I'm doing, talking in schools, and I take on now, I just have a whole new lease of life. Yeah. It's not terminal. Yeah. It's a bad situation, but it's not the worst situation, and I'm making a lot of good stuff happen, and stuff that maybe if I was able-bodied or had my sight, I wouldn't have had the drive. So take the win,
Okay. How much training do you do in around a week or whatever?
I'm doing between 15 and 20 hours a week on the bike, and then a couple of gym sessions, and my boxing partner is here with me, and he's there over there as well. But I'm training 6 days a week, and it's professional in Everton bar the few pound we get. But but the goals are good, and when you go out to these competitions abroad, you want to get the medals, and that's what makes us do the training and get up the hills. Yeah.
What does this mean to you if you get to Tokyo?
I've been to Rio, and that was a life changing experience. But Tokyo is about trying to get medals. It's too much sacrifice, too much effort, too much time goes into it to not want to. It's part of a life story. It's a big target, but we're loving it. We'll look under all the rocks for every second and minute we can find and try and get it.
In the meantime, here in Tipperary or in Upper Church, you're heading for the poles.
Yeah,
I believe.
I've had maybe. Career change as well, or semi-career change. Yeah, so we're going for election in May, local elections. We're going to dip our toe into the water and see what happens. But we're looking forward to it. It's exciting. I'm absolutely terrified about it, but I'm excited at the same time.
So what have you known about political life?
My political background is very limited. My local interests and what I know about the people around here and the people in Turles, and I just follow the life of them, and how can you make the town a better place, how can you make the rural countryside a bit better. And it's not I'm not going to overcomplicate the job. I know how to. Maybe coming at it with a bit of freshness is no bad thing either, so that's my plan.
One or two targets set, I'm sure.
One or two within the political world. I do, there's a few areas. I do a lot of talking in the schools around the area as well, so there's a few things I want to add around there. Turles is, has nothing but great education, but I just think the young people at the moment, there's a few things needed in there. I do a lot of talks with Mental Health Week and whatnot, but Mental Health Week is the same way they don't have Maths Week. So there's an organisation there up in Dublin that I do a bit of work with, and I'm going to try it's a self-development piece for young people, and it'll be a weekly thing that they can take on and actually enrol it at it's student-led. So that way it's just a way for them to work on a few resilient skills skills and a bit of self-reflection, and there's a lot of other stuff. I kind of have some short, medium and long-term things that I want to kick into gear, but all will be revealed.
Maybe a support team that's going to help you on your way.
I'd say no, they're unofficially getting canvassed here tonight, but no, look, I'd like everything, yeah, thankfully, like I said about that, those friends and family that I have, like, everyone has been behind the wheel straight away, and yeah, they're willing to help, so yeah, I'm never lacking in friends at the moment anyway, so thankfully.
Yeah, we have to wish you well in everything. I hope you get through for the Tokyo Games for a start, back in and the elections, but we hope you do well and every success in the future. Peter Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. We're going to take another break. We're back here in Upper Church. Just that's what it is. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We have a lovely group of five here in front of me. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, your name is?
Michelle.
Michelle who?
Michelle Lee.
Michelle Lee. Who are your friends?
Rachel Lee, Annie Phelan, Sarah Brennan and Roisin Phillips.
You're all musicians of great note, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tell me, what did you win?
We won the mid-final in the score.
Lovely. Beautiful. And are we listening to that, are we? We're mid-champions here. Yeah, and you're heading for where? For the county championship?
Yeah.
Next Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, the very best to look at that. What are you going to play for us today?
Mishraf Trion Fela.
Okay. So let that be an end to the bitter waste, and into the winter I go on over Galway, through village and town. I see human.
absolutely beautiful. You're really terrific. Well done. How are you doing, Connor?
Hi, Eamon.
Hi, good to be with us and down your way.
Thank you. You're welcome to Upper Church.
The home of hurling football around here, and music, of course.
The home of everything, Eamon. The home of everything, yeah.
You're stuck in them all, are you?
Well, not in everything, no. I'm not much of a singer, I have to say, no.
Yeah, yeah. You've been singing on the sideline with the chip team and whatever.
Well, I don't know. Singing was never my forte. I can talk all right, but singing was never my thing.
Yeah. Not a great day yesterday.
No, not a great day. No, disappointing. Division 3 isn't where we wanted to find ourselves. But, you know, we have Championship coming in 5 or 6 weeks' time, and that's the focus now, you know. So 11th of May against Limerick, that's a big game, and win that. You're playing Cork in the Munster semi-final, so they'll get back at it again, so,
yeah.
You know.
A lot of work, a lot of behind the scenes that a lot of us don't know anything about.
Yeah, a lot of good people doing a lot of good work. You know, promotion of football and Tip is always a challenge in certain respects, but we're lucky with a lot of good people. And in fact, even in this club, in the last number of years, football has become very, very strong. As you know, we're both senior in both hurling and football, and that's something we're proud of. And hopefully we'll push on and to further success, you know.
Absolutely. You're involved in lots of things here in the parish.
A few things, not that many things now. But
tell me about them.
Well, I'm involved in the GA a little bit, and we set up an active retirement group a couple of years ago as well, and there's a few of us involved in that, you know. So,
how successful is that? And that is one of the great success stories in most parishes, really, for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
the old people.
Yeah, no, it's an important area, you know. I've been saying for a number of years that places like Upper Church are a brilliant place to live. You know, if you're young, fabulous schools and good sporting facilities. But maybe if you're the far side of 65, maybe historically there hasn't been as much happening, you know. So we set up a group here about 2 years ago now, and with the help of, you know, four or five people who are doing a lot of work, Kathleen Stapleton, Mairead Clancy, Joan Carew and Olive Byrne really are the main drivers behind it. So the group meet once every fortnight. And, you know, we've between 30 and 50 or 60 people at times meeting, and they go away on a couple of trips during the year. In fact, there's a busload of them heading off to Killarney next week for 2 or 3 days, you know. So we're in Belfast last September or October. We've Christmas parties, we've choirs, all different kinds of things going on.
Fantastic. Yeah,
it's great to see. But I think Upper Church Turnban is an area whereby it's relatively easy to organise things. You know, you put something together and people come out in droves and support it. And the Act of Retirement is a bit like that, that it's easy to organise because people are anxious to get involved and to help out.
So what do you do on an away trip?
Oh, God, now what goes on tour stays on tour, Eamon. I couldn't be telling you what John Short and Frankie might get up to down the back of the bus. We couldn't be saying. But, listen, we've gone on about maybe 7 or 8 day trips. So we've gone to anywhere, really. Gone to Dublin, gone to Wexford. We're going to go to Spike Island, actually, in May. That's our next day trip, after we come back from Killarney, hopefully safe and sound. But that's only part of it. The mainstay of it really is to meet every fortnight, either in Upper Church Hall or Drumban Hall. Today, for example, we had about 35 people in Drumban Hall. There was a talk on the Drumban Energy Scheme. We had 65 in Templemore in the Garda College about 3 or 4 weeks ago. You know, we had about 50 at a talk in Bishop Quinlan in Upper Church Hall about maybe a month ago. So all kinds of stuff. And, of course, we have a Christmas party here for the last 2 years in Paz as well. We've about 90 people at that. So
this is one of the parishes that started off, a high-tech parish. For the most part, you started it all off computers and all that.
Yeah, there was a high-tech centre in the school here years ago, before it was ever heard of, you know. But as I said, it's an area where, generally speaking, it's easy enough to organise things, a very tight-knit community, mm-hmm. You know. Not in the Active Retirement Group, we've people from Kilcommon and Hollyford as well, so it's not just Upper Church Drumban. So
you need leadership, though, as well, to drive it on.
Yeah, but there's loads of leaders in this community, loads of people doing a lot of good things, you know. So in all walks of life, there's soccer clubs, hurling clubs, there's a climbing wall, there's a local development association, there's a Drumban Village Group, there's loads of things happening in this parish. But, you know, a lot of good stuff.
Can I commentate on the matches with Stephen?
Yeah, I don't mind it. You get a bit of a kick out of it. Yeah, in a strange way, maybe it makes you feel a little bit involved. Only a little bit, but certainly you feel part of it. So, yeah, you get a nice view from the halfway line. So, yeah, it's a bit of a buzz, you know.
Yeah, a bit of a buzz, and you have to keep your eye on the ball all the time.
Well, yeah, I think you should always do something in life you've never done before. That's my theory, you know. So, anyway, I'll do it for another little bit. But, it's enjoyable, yeah.
You're hoping to get on to bigger things within the football and the county football team?
Myself now, or
being a manager down the road?
No, my football days are over. I'm gone a bit old for that, I think. I tag out for Junior B, only my hamstrings are poor. But no, I think football's at a stage now where the likes of me wouldn't have any business getting involved in the management perspective. I'm involved in the football board, all right, and there's a good bit of work going on in that, so that keeps me busy, to be honest with you, you know.
It's just amazing what people do for make their contribution in life. It's just unreal. Listen, Conor, thanks for saying hello to us and down your way.
Thank you, Eamon.
That was Conor Well, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, let's hear it. We're going to take another break. We're back with the final part, just after these. indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. We're here in Upper Church. Kenneth is with us. Kenneth, Ryan, how are you doing?
Good, Eamon, how are you?
Good to be. You were in Big Kings lately, I believe?
Yeah, I was in the Scorning All Ireland above in Castlebar where I came second.
Absolutely, brilliant.
Yeah, in recitation, the Irish Dora competition.
Okay, so when did you get into it? The last time I had you on the programme, I was up in Jim of the Mills playing music with Tin Whistle, was it?
Yeah, that was down in Jim of the Mills. So I entered last December in the county final, and then I won that and I got through to the Munster final, and then I won that and I got through to the All-Ireland where I came second by 2 marks.
Oh, lovely, lovely. So just barely.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Barely. But still, you got there and you're represented Tipperary in style and Munster.
Yeah, exactly. And Sean Tracy's the club, yeah.
Of course.
Walter the Ass. School days. They were full of confusion. And I wasn't too bright to tell you the truth. So the parents, they came to the conclusion that I just wasn't fit for Maynooth. Too tall to be a dwarf in the circus. And I hadn't the hype for the guards. And in between ignorant garsoon, ill-designed for financial rewards. Still, the father thought I was a charmer. And there was nothing that he could do. So he sent me to work for a farmer in a backward place up in Carhoo. Now, this old man, he hadn't a brother nor sister and was at least 60 or more. And he lived with his old widowed mother, an invalid aged 94. Now, the first week, 'twasn't too easy. Sure, I couldn't do anything right. And the grub, 'twas never too greasy. Just stir about morning and night. For dinner, there'd be great variations. Not a word about mutton or malt. One day, we'd have salt and potatoes. And the next day, potatoes and salt. The next week was a little bit better, for 3 chickens they died in the coop. We ate the mate out of the feathers, and we lived for a week on the soup. The next day was of all vegetation, turnips, cabbage and grass. Now, that's not high calorie ration. When misfortune befell, the old ass. Well, one morning I went to fetch Walter, for that was the old donkey's name. But the minute I put on the halter, sure I could see he was terribly lame. I ran back to tell the old farmer. He examined him crooked, then straight. Then he whispered to me with a tremor, sure there's no pint in wasting, good mate. So he sent me back for the hammer, the big butcher's knife and the saw. And poor Walter, he gave his last tremble as he plunged the knife in his craw. He wiped the knife off his breeches, saying, that's the last journey for Walt. Then he split the ass down in 2 fletches, and he sent me to town for the salt. Now, the meat of an ass is like rubber, not fit for a stomach like mine. But the farmer, he had teeth like a grubber, and he ate it clean out of the brine. I offered a bit to the granny, thinking it might help her improve. But that night, she was roaring for Andrews, trying to keep the old ass on the move. The farmer, he slept in the kitchen, on a big double bed with 2 doors, for his pillow, the saddle and britchen, and he'd wake in the dead with his snores. The old woman, a slave to sciatica, sure she couldn't lie easy in bed. When at night I'd be going to the attic, she'd be sitting there nodding her head. One morning I woke with a tremble, and I ran down the stairs to surprise, to see the old woman laid out on the table, and the farmer just closing her eyes. Well, I ran from that house like a demon, and the farmer was screaming to halt. As I ran down that road, he was roaring, come back here and bring me the salt.
Absolutely brilliant. Well done. Terrific. Kenneth Ryan, thanks very much. Lovely. That was very good, very good. Liam Noonan is with us. How are you doing, Liam?
Good, yeah.
Good to be with us. Yeah, what a recitation from that young man.
Oh, he'd put you to shame, wouldn't he?
Absolutely, terrific young man.
Great talent here tonight. We have a golf society here, I suppose, like all good ideas, it started in the pub about 20 years ago. And then a few lads wanted to organise a few golf outings, and then they wanted to go a bit further afield, so it turned into a trip up to Galway. And now we have a golf society up and running called the Upper Tristram Ban Golf Society. But if the truth be told, it's made up of members from all the surrounding parishes. Nearly half our members now are from Drum and Inch, actually. We have about 40-odd members. And we aim it at, you know, young and old, and, you know, skillful or not so skillful. And we have it set up in such a way that the skillful players play against the skillful players, and the not so skillful players are competing against those players. And we have five outings a year, and we are starting off on April 27th in the heat in up there in County Kildare, a good dry course. And we charge just €20 for the year to be a member. And every day you go out, there's six prizes up for grabs, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's lads enjoy it.
Are you a bit like the retirement group that Conor was talking about?
Well, some lads are retired and some lads like me have a bit to go before we retire. But it's a social thing. It's very social. It's like I'm from Wexford originally, and it's a great way to get to know people, you know. And it's a nice day out, you know. It's not taken too seriously. The prizes are there, but they're not too big to be making lads too competitive. But it's a great way for people to get out. And then we have our captains and presidents every year as well. Our captain this year is from Bernie O'Rourke from Drum and Inch. And our president is PJ Harrington. He's now retired. He was the headmaster of the school here. You know, it's a great day out. It's a nice way to put down a Saturday. And the weather, for the most part, you know, you might have the odd rain shower. But, you know, for the most of it, you come away with a good day out and a bit of banter and a bit of divement. And if you're lucky, maybe a prize.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for telling us that. Liam, thanks very much for being with us on Down Your Way.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Terrific. Marie Murray is coming back to us. Marie, I just want to come in and ask you about the football club and you're involved in here.
Yeah, I'm the chairperson of Slieve Phelan Referees Camogian Football Club. It's between Upper Church Drumban and Sean Tracy's GA clubs, basically. Okay. That's the area we cover.
So you're the chairperson?
Yeah. Been there for a couple of years now, so.
Do you get any advice from Conor? Conor the wire here?
A little bit. Yeah. Well, he did a runner there when you asked that, so. Yeah. But I know it's thriving now at the moment. We'll have over 100 registered members this year again. So it's great to have that between the two parishes, and it's great to see all the young girls and young ladies down at the field training.
So how many members would you have overall?
This year we'll be pushing on the 120 mark, so it'll be great. Now that's including some junior players as well, but it's great to have that facility there for young ladies now. And we got the opportunity, we're part of an LGFA initiative this year, the Gaelic for Teens programme. So it's great for the young girls. They get a day out in Dublin with it and everything. So it's great.
Good. So,
yeah. Well, thanks.
Marie Murray, as always, nice to be with us. Coming along to this man here. Hi, how's it going?
Eamon, how are you getting on?
Your name is?
Pat Phelan.
Pat, how are you doing?
Good now.
Pat, tell me you're doing a song or a poem.
Maybe traditionally it's known as a song, but I memorised the words after I read it on A Race Night from the Mountain Inn, Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
So, the platform of Sheffery is basically about maybe the townslands that converged on the area. So maybe dancing at the cross. We'll sing again in merry strain, a rhyme in praises high, of a dance board fine beside the line near the cross of Sheffery. In an old sand pit we've made a hit. 'Tis a centre of attraction. Of place where the crowds come here, I'll give you first a fraction. The lackin hopes from by the slopes came out that long boreen, or fence and drain and winding lane they came out from Rusheen. From Crock and Shkiok and Nuckalock, the youth came hurrying down, from Knockmaroo, Knockravula too, and the fateful few from Glown. From Fáil Gaol, Fáil Dubh, Fáil Darraig, Fáil Clog and Fáil Clira, from Fáil na Mon and Fáil na Droff, and Fáil Ian beyond Gráinera. Gortahula send a score, and also the White Pound, as their laughter ripples o'er, oh what a happy sound. From Balabine at Chanby, they join the growing flock, that comes this way at close of day, from Newtown and Capitlock. From Moher, Seskin and Streen on, and out the lane from Oakland, it shows the vote we're getting now, some have come by boat from Oakland. On from Park just like the lark, so sweetly can they sing, those lads fair are songsters rare, from the slopes of Lofty Ring. From Upper Church they come in throng, Templeary and Ailee, from Hollyford well known in song, and a few from Glenanee. From Ballycahill and the Rock, and out from Thurles Town, from Ballinahinch and Ballinacloch, near Keeper's Summit Brown. They come from counties far apart as Donegal and Kerry, and if they make an early start, sure they can come from Derry. To see them in the evening, just in the fading light, would keep your heart from grieving for Éireann's future plight. To see those young folk dancing, the dances as of yore, is a sight entrancing, a gra gal is a store. And while the fiddles and accordions join the skirl of pipes, and as if for more variety the shrill notes of the fife, if you'd forget your troubles, and your spirits you'd rise high, come dance sets, reels and doubles, near the cross of Sheffery. Sinead.
Beautiful, Pat Whelan. Thank you very much, Pat. Margaret Burke is with me. How are you doing, Margaret?
Hi, how are you, Eamon?
Good to be with us and down here. You have a big meeting down next door here.
Yes, we have the official launch of the Text Alert, Community Text Alert here in Upper Church Drumban. We had the public meeting around the 29th of November, and from that then a committee was formed. And Michael Burke in Drumban was our chairperson, Martina Ryan is the treasurer, and I was the secretary. So a lot of work behind the scenes, but we got it up and running tonight with the great help from Mincha Tierna. What happens is, if you see any suspicious activity in the area, you ring Turles Garda Station and they make inquiries, they look up the number plate and then they send out texts then to everyone.
There's such a guy in the area.
Yes, now, yes.
If you're like me, myself, right, when I'm sometimes going out recording the radio shows from different kitchens around the country, especially in the wintertime, sometimes I go astray. And I knock up at someone and say, listen, can you get me directions to Joe Bloggs or Mary Bloggs' kitchen? Now, my number could be taken, couldn't it?
Yes, but you see, when they ring in the guard station with your registration of your car, the guard station, they have a database of all the registration numbers, and they could say, I know, he's fine.
That's how it works, is it?
Yeah, that's how it works. It's.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be busy, are you, or are you not?
Well, at the moment, we'll say this part of it is kind of up and running, so, but what we're looking at in the future is to look up the pendants, the alarm panic buttons, you know, that it would say if you, for the area, if you fail or anything like that, you know, they're another security item too as well, so we're looking that up.
Yeah. What about cameras in an area, you know, on poles and stuff like that, you know, kind of monitoring what happens in a community?
Well, that's of course another side of it now, and we haven't even touched on that at all, like with everyone is up to their own personal security cameras. But no, nothing like that at the moment anyway.
Richard, I know you had a very packed house down there tonight.
Yes, we had a great turnout. Yeah, everyone's very happy and good vibes coming from it anyway.
Good to be with us down here, and every success. Thanks very much. Yeah, so that's our programme for this week. My thanks to everybody involved in this week's edition of Down Your Way. To Tipan, to his wife Anne, for inviting Tip FM along here. What a success story. We want to wish Peter every success in the future. Come on, let's hear it for him. So here we go, from Upper Church, from the hills of Upper Church. Until next week, here we go.